presents Genius, the Eureka-driven plot contest. Here is your host, Dave Gorman.
Hello, I'm Dave Gorman, and welcome to Genius, the show all about your ideas. Every week, myself and a celebrity guest will be stress-testing the perhaps ridiculous, maybe unworkable, but hopefully genius inventions, schemes and policies thought up by you, the Radio 4 listeners. We ask listeners to get in touch with their ideas by phone, by post, and of course, via a specially created email address, genius@bbc.co.uk. Within a week, we'd received 10,000 emails. Obviously, 8,000 of those came from people offering me porn, Viagra or a penis enlargement. And while at least one of those might well be a genius idea, I'm afraid they weren't quite what we were looking for. Other ideas that didn't make it into tonight's show include disposable bins, peanut-flavoured crisps, and making Finland smaller. Now, the person with the best idea tonight will be taking home the Genius Trophy. I know you can't see this at home, but I'm sure you can tell from the gasp in the auditorium here that this trophy is not some cheap and tawdry trinket we picked up for tuppence from the shop next door. Trust me, this is a fine piece of precision-moulded celebration hardware. Now, genius is a word much overused in the entertainment industry. If a magician makes an elephant disappear in the middle of a football field, that doesn't take genius. Skill, yes. Talent, yes. An elephant, certainly. But not genius. But working out how to make an elephant disappear in the middle of a football field, that surely requires genius. My guest this evening both performed and devised that very illusion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the magical genius that is Paul Daniels.